Dave, what's happening down there?
Yeah, just some visits over the weekend, and Florida's getting in contention, Bill, for some prospects there. And hey, I just got thinking about it because we started making plans for it only about a month from SEC Media Days.
I know. Yeah, back in Hoover, Alabama, after going to Atlanta, and then they'll announce where they're going to be. Which rumor is it'll be here next year, but we'll see what they announce.
That'd be fun.
How much do you think they will play? Mullen will play Emory Jones.
They were able to keep his red shirt last year, so he only played in the four games there, and played big time against Georgia in that game a little bit. After Florida, had a bye week to prepare for that game, and also you saw him against Michigan as well. So I do think we'll see him more, and I think it's more not to downplay him and what he can bring to the table, but also there's going to be, I think, need to be some protection of Felipe Franks a little bit. I still think you want the threat of Felipe Franks running and what that brings to the table as far as the opposing defenses having to account for an extra runner. But I think, I thought we would see this last year, and we always go back to the Chris Leak, Tim Tebow in 2006 and how you brought him in, to convert, third and shorts, fourth and shorts, and goal line to go situations. And I thought we'd see it more last year just because I didn't necessarily know what they would get out of Felipe Franks, and mostly Dan Mullen and Brian Johnson, the quarterback coach. But they got more out of him than I think we all expected. So Felipe Franks was able to take on more of a role. But I think you have to protect him this year, because if Florida's going to go as far as they can this year, it's going to be because Felipe Franks takes that next step. And, he is the best option to do that. He is the best option at quarterback to be able to Florida to compete in the East and maybe go to Atlanta in the SEC Championship. It's because Felipe Franks is going to have a good year. And you can't have a good year if he's on the sideline injured. So I do think some of those runs that they asked Felipe Franks to do will be toned down a little bit. You'll see Emory Jones in those third and shorts, fourth and shorts, goal line to go situations. And also, and maybe some not necessarily trick plays, but there were times last year, and then I'll go back to the Georgia game last year, where he came in and most the defense mostly thought he was going to run, and he launches a pass deep down the field that maybe thrown a little bit sooner would have been called for a touchdown, but still drew a pass interference call when Florida was down just by one score in the second half of that game. So they trusted him in that situation of a big rivalry game to let him chuck the ball. And as I said, he threw the ball pretty well against Michigan as well. So I do think we'll see a lot more of him, not only because of what he brings to the table, but also to kind of maybe shelter Felipe Franks from taking so many hits.
Where would you place LaMichael Perine among the running backs in the SEC?
I'm not. What Georgia has with starting with Swift there, I think you can put them at the top, and Harris at Alabama, and what they bring there.
Are you there, Dave?
Yeah, Bill, I'm here.
You cut out there, Dave. Start that over. You cut out briefly.
Yeah, with what the Georgia brings to the table with Swift and Alabama and that stable of backs there, and Keyshawn Vaughn at Vanderbilt, and what he brings to the table. And I think he's averaging about 8 yards a carry there at Vanderbilt. I think LaMichael Perine's up in that upper tier, and I know Reggie Bush came out over the weekend and was kind of out of the blue. Reggie Bush doesn't talk a whole lot of SEC and Gators football, but sit there and call him LaMichael Perine one of the most versatile running backs in the country, and how much he likes him there. So. And we saw it toward the end of last year, Bill, and against Michigan, and had a big run there, and a big run against Florida State as well to get that game started. He raised his yards per carry average by 2 yards in Dan Mullen's first year. Offensive line deserves a lot of credit there, but LaMichael Perine. And I think the biggest surprise that I saw when we go back and look at the bowl game and the Michigan game is how they used him in the passing game as well. And you had those tunnel screens set up for him. And I didn't know he had that capability. I didn't know that LaMichael Perine, I knew he could catch out of the backfield, but they slot him out wide as a wide receiver, and he catches the tunnel screen. And you know, we had not seen that play at all with LaMichael Perine throughout the whole season. They installed it during bowl prep, and you know, you saw a side of LaMichael Perine that we haven't seen before. So he's going to be the lead back this year. He's not going to have to split carries with Jordan Scarlett. He's going to be the workhorse. You have the return of Malik Davis behind him, and what we like with Damian Pierce as well as guys behind him. But I think he's going to get a bulk of the carries and really show his worth and probably, you know, try and get those 1,000 yards, be a 1,000-yard back for the Gators.
That's a pretty good group. When you're talking about Perine, you're talking about Damian Pierce and also Malik Davis. That's a threesome that's pretty salty.
Yeah, Bill. I mean, we had an episode last night of our key players for the upcoming season, and I put Malik Davis in there just because we go back to 2017 and the disaster of the season that was in Jim McElwain's last year, and you know, there weren't many bright spots on that team, and our offensive line wasn't a bright spot at all altogether. But you know, Malik Davis was still able to come in and averaged almost 7 yards a carry behind that offensive line. He only played in 7 games and was still the second leading rusher on the Gators. You know, Jordan Scarlett had to sit out that year because of the credit card scandal, and we just talked about LaMichael Perine, and that was kind of the first year he became the workhorse. But yeah, you know, I'm ready to see what Malik Davis can bring to the table. As you know, he was the home run threat. He was the big time home run threat that the offense had liked. And for what LaMichael Perine was able to do against Florida State and Michigan last year in some big runs, I still think it's Malik Davis who can be the guy that can maybe consistently get that done, get those big runs. And I'll be interested to see how he's used. He is coming off, you know, an injury again last year where he only played in 3 games, and the year before that played in 7 games. He got hurt in the Georgia game in 2017. As I mentioned, only played in 3 games last year. So there is a little bit of injury history there. He looked through spring, looked really well. He looked good. Still looked fast, still looked like he had that burst, but it's a little bit different when you go into the game time situations and see how you trust yourself and if you still have that same burst coming off injury. 2 years ago it was a knee injury, last year it was an ankle foot type of injury. So you know, we'll see if he can bounce back nice, but I do like how deep Florida goes at running back. You can throw Iverson Clement in there as well, who was a 4-star recruit. As the fourth back right now. So I think Florida, as long as those guys stay healthy, they can rotate them with LaMichael Perine leading the way.
Tell everybody how they can get Gators Breakdown.
Get Gators Breakdown on newsforjacks.com/GatorsBreakdown. Just mentioned we took a look at some key guys that we think will be instrumental in the 2019 season. Malik Davis is one of those. A couple offensive linemen, the return of Marco Wilson, what that means for the Gators, and you know, how key of a player he is for that defense to be what we think it can be as he lines up opposite C.J. Henderson there. So a lot of good talk, Bill, of some guys returning and some guys that we're counting on for the 2019 season.
Good stuff, my friend. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill.